Well, Brian, looking forward to Sunday's game, kicking off the Oscar Trainer competition against Cavan Monaghan. And I suppose, first of all, what's it been like over the last number of weeks and months preparing for this competition this time round?
Well, it's been quite good. Actually, we got together then late August, early September, when the leagues were just starting to commence, and we put the feelers out with new players and players that were coming back in, and other players that weren't coming back in, and we started around the first week in September training, and since that we've been training once a week, and between that we've played three friendlies in the last four weeks. So the preparations have been good so far, so I'm happy enough, yeah.
What was the response like at the start of the season when you put the feeders out that you were looking for new players? And does this competition still hold an importance, Brian, with Donegal League players?
When we put out the sounders as such, to see the players, it took a wee while to get out. Like, there were players coming down from last year's also Senior League and the year before that, before the interim season, they were back to the Donegal League, so it helped us. And what we did, we had players being watched, and what we did then was we made contact with the players and the clubs to see if it would be okay to have a chat. And we invited players in, and we had 26 players in at one stage, and then we cut it down to 23, but that included three keepers. So, but I think in response, the players from last year would have seen that myself, Peter, Mark and Tommy would have tried to do things a wee bit more professional in regards of the way this thing was structured and the way the league have backed us this year, and we tried to push it on this year. We took in Ian Strain as a goalkeeping coach, and we took in Emmett Rush, did a bit of nutritional work at the start of the season, and along with Paul Fisher, who's doing the fitness testing and after. So we just tried to take up another notch, and to be fair, the boys have bought under it and they seem up for it this year. And yeah, I think some of them have previously played in the interprovincial team with us in your league and won it, so they know what it's about to go and win in a major competition. So hopefully that wee bit of experience might help the other boys. It's been good so far.
So is that seen as maybe strengthening the squad from what you had last year?
Yeah, mentally I would think it's a big plus to players in with the experience that played in intermediate football in the last couple of years. And players like with players that played in the senior league and played in maybe a higher level and they're younger, so they have that added experience, and that gives the younger boys that's in the squad that wee bit of a push that there's a lot of competition for places this year, and I think all the players know that, and there's no big guarantee to start in berth, pending. So it is an added push for the players.
Obviously, you do have players that have played in the Oscar Trainer for quite a few years there. What's the backbone of the team like compared to the last number of years? Do you still have that structure there, do you, Brian?
We do. Yeah, well, I tell you, we replaced the keepers. We replaced the keepers from last year. We have three keepers come in this year: Joe Call, Mark Geller, Rathmullen Celtic, and Christopher Sinigidor Celtic came in as well. So we have three keepers to get in this year, because we lost one last year, generally, and I didn't like going looking for other players. And then we've taken in Paul Sweeney, centre half, who came over from England, plays with Glen A. Ryan Gilday, who has played with Rathmullen Celtic this year, has come in. And Benny Boner, who played with Capri and he's playing with the Mohill this year, has come in as well. He's got lots of experience in the senior league. Chris Malseed has pulled into the squad along with, as well as a new player, along with Kenny Dorn, Ryan Connolly. And then you had the backbone of boys like Ryan Shields, you've Kyle Black, you've Gary Merritt, you've boys who got their own shared and who've been around the last couple of years. Darren McGeever also has joined into the squad this year. Christy Holland, who was a big plus, coming from Kilmacrenan, who played with Harps over the last number of years as well. So that there was another plus as well. So the strength and depth this year probably will be a lot stronger than other years,
What do you know about the opposition, Cavan Monaghan, for Sunday?
Well, we have the same person we had last year watching, and basically it's come back that they haven't started as early as they did last year. There's new management in. We were told the game was in Gartakegan, and it was changed to Coot Hill a bit last week. So we're going to John Sherlock Park and Coot Hill, which is a 4G Astro work. So we've been doing an Astro pitch this week, just trying to get used to the ways of it. So in regards to, I know one or two of the players that played with Cavan personally, and they've chatted him on another thing, and they said they're not included this year due to one thing or another, and he says that the squad's mostly changed. So we don't know an awful lot about the actual players, but we're more worried about ourselves, getting ourselves fully prepared for the game, and hopefully they'll get the proper results.
Well, since you don't know that much about Cavan and you don't know what their weaknesses are, you're going to have to sort of play to your strengths. Where do you see as being your strengths going into the game, Brian?
I think we're very strong down through the middle. The spine of the team's very strong. I should imagine in regards to our two centre backs are very strong, and we have a very good ball playing midfield. We play with a lot of intensity. The boys are in very good physical shape. I was just mentally preparing them for what they expect. As I said, Cavan Monaghan and I got together last weekend. The first training session, I think, was Monday of this week, actually. So it would have been very hard to find out what they're doing. So they haven't played no games, they're not going to play no games before, you know, so their preparation wouldn't be as strong as ours. But, you know, the spine of our team is fairly strong. We're fairly sharp wide as well, with like Darren McGeever who's been playing wide, and Christy Cullen who's been playing wide as well. We're strong, and as an offensive unit, I feel we're strong going forward. We have a lot of options as well in striking areas too as well. So.
Well, it's going to be a difficult group, is it, Brian? Because you've got the defending Oscar Trainer champions in there, and the form of Anishon, and I suppose they're now the benchmark as we head on to a new tournament.
Yeah, definitely. Oshin, you know, you take your hats off them. Like for a small league in North Donegal, they've done unbelievably well in the last 4 or 5 years, and under Dermot, you know, a very astute manager and who knows the football inside out. And you know, they are the benchmark for us, and we have to try and get somewhere up beside them, and not probably this year, but we have to try and keep working at it. And you know, we play them now in the second game on the 15th of November, and it's going to be a massive game down here. Like they beat us 2-1 up there with a 92nd minute winner last year, and that was the goal that actually put us out of the competition when we went to Sligo and through. So you know, there's a wee bit of fire in the boys this year that they want to go and prove themselves, because you know, I think like all of us we're so fed up with people saying that the Oscar Trainer wasn't taken seriously, but now this year we're trying to do it properly, and hopefully by the time we get over Sunday all right, and then we'll take it then as to play in Anishon on the 15th with Sligo coming on the 29th then. So that's the plan of attack, but definitely they're going to be the team to beat. Like anytime you play the All-Ireland champions, it's going to be hard, you know.
Just finally, you mentioned the point that it could be a couple of years before you get up to the standard as where Anishon was. Is this the overall plan now for the Donegal League and the development through the Oscar Trainer, that you're going to have to take it year on year and see where it takes you each time?
Yeah, well, it's looking like that, you know, because the way that, like, we're very, like, unlike other counties, like, we have an intermediate league, and where the likes of Sligo and Mayo players have no intermediate league but play in the intermediate inter-pro tournament, and still play junior football because they have no one in the senior league. But, you know, we have, like, the likes of Anishon have one league, and that's part of it, you know. But, you know, not saying that the players we have aren't at the best, they're probably the best around in the junior league. But in saying that, to get up, yeah, we put in a 2-year, 3-year plan last year to the league and say, listen, we'll work at it and see how we get on. And like last year, it was a big effort put in, and I think we put a bigger effort in this year. But, you know, yourself, at the end of the day, effort means nothing without getting the results. So that's what we need to get, you know.
And just finally, Brian, a 1-0 Sunday away in Coot-Hill would really put you off to a good start, and it would start the process as well of making up for the disappointment of the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like last year, as I say, we were down to Sligo, and you know, 2 weeks down to Sligo, and probably a couple of dubious decisions against us. And on the day, I think we should have beat Sligo that day, and that would have put us through the top of the group. But it wasn't to be, and the boys were disappointed. But we had a wee quick chat after it, and just said, listen, we need to get their heads down. And it's done. And we can't change what happens, and we just need to, as I say, go out and try and get a positive result on Sunday, and have full faith in the players that's gone out. And hopefully we'll come back up the road with a few points, and then that'll lead us in 3 weeks' time through the Anishon game, and probably Ballyhale where it's looking to be. So.
Listen, Brian, many thanks for taking the call today, and the best of luck with opening game on Sunday, and fingers crossed you're coming back down the road with the one.
Thank you, Oisín.